Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel goldfarbenes Besteck, verschiedene Varianten, nur 99 Cent. Und eine Lichterkette, 2 Meter, nur 77 Cent. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, letters, Josh's cat Gravy, and Tom McGooing. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
It's the most outrageous video ever because it features real girls. And not just any real girls, but real girls on video going,
woo!
Oh, yeah, just the way you love them. Real girls on video going,
woo!
All kinds of real girls on video going,
woo!
All across America. Real girls on video going,
woo!
Features real girls. And each copy of Real Girls on Video going features a group of loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
That's right. You get Real Girls on Video going and loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
And hey, act now and you'll receive at half price Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And the bonus tape, Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And the drunk loser guy's going,
yeah!
But wait, order now, and Frigga All Video will throw in Real Girls on Video going, and that's Real Girls on Video going, Real Girls on Video going, and Real Girls on Video going, and all complete with loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
Order now.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We like to open the show by talking to you via email. What have you got over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, my name is Brian from La Plata, New Mexico. I believe that means the Plata.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping that Josh Arnold could possibly do a conversation as himself. And his cat, Gravy, responds, Josh looks like my older brother, and I have lost some cats this year.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Makes my day when he talks like his cat.
Well, my cats, since yesterday was October 1st, they have been trying to scare me now because it's Halloween season.
Okay.
And they always try to do that, and Gravy will come up to me, and she'll say, I'm Dracra. She thinks she's Dracula.
Oh, okay.
And you know how cats, there's a lot of R's and a lot of R's. So their English gets that way, too. And Gravy actually has a song. Well, I'll go, Gravy, what are you doing? And she'll go, I'm Dracula. I'll go, no, you're not. Stop. And Halloween was on yesterday.
Oh.
And so now she tells me that she's McMyers. Because she doesn't know how to say Michael Myers.
Right. She gets
I'm
close.
I'm McMyers. No, you're not McMyers. I'll stab you. No, no. She has a Dracula song.
Really?
She tries,
can we hear it?
Yeah, she'll go, Dracra coming for you. Dracra gonna get you. Dracra gonna bite you. Dracra suck your bra. And I go, no, you dog. Stop that, Gravy.
You're a kitty cat.
It's kind of upbeat. Doesn't have that usual sort of lugubrious organ sound that Dracula always says.
Yeah, it is. It is menacing. He's gonna get you. He's gonna suck your blood.
She has the whole story. He's gonna get you.
Yeah.
Or he's coming for you. Mm-hmm. That's which is scary. And then gonna get you. There's no escaping it.
And then
gonna bite you. Well, why? Suck your bride.
Suck your bride. Kitty cats. They can't say the yells. Right?
I'm McMyers.
Oh, little kitty.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, as a listener of your show for the better part of 25 years, I often find myself questioning how Tom makes it through life, given his constant magooing. Paren, thank you, Josh. I catch myself shaking my head in both confusion and bewilderment on almost a daily basis. This is word for word, this letter. Listening to Tom talk about, well, anything, really. Keep up the good work, Tom. Josh, it always gets me hearing you yell at Tom off mic. Also, the metal band I recommended a few months ago, Orbit Culture, has a new album coming out tomorrow.
Oh, I'll check it out.
This is Tyler from Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Tyler.
You guys make me laugh every day.
Now, I want to ask young Shara.
Hello.
Are you familiar with the term magooing? Do you understand the origin of that?
I don't.
It, of course, is Mr. Magoo, the iconic cartoon character voiced by the great Jim Backus. Jim Backus, perhaps most famous for being, he was what, the dad in the James Dean classic?
Sure, but he's most famous.
Oh, he's Mr. Howell on Gilligan's Island. Did you ever see Gilligan's Island?
I mean, yes.
But yeah, the great Jim Backus.
Did you hear the resignation?
It's better just answer yes.
What she thought was, how do I get out of this conversation?
No, but I think
yes,
the
yes,
phrase,
I have,
the
yeah,
phrase
yes.
Magooing is brilliant because
1964
Mr. Magoo had very poor vision.
Uh-huh.
So he would often mistake the people for other things. And then he had an Asian assistant that has been politically corrected out of existence, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Mr. Magoo fan. For my money, the Christmas classic, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, by far the best adaptation is the Mr. Magoo version of it. I actually have the book about it and, of course, the video. I highly recommend it. It's a musical. It's brilliant. Makes me tear up every time I hear. But I'm accused of magooing, meaning that I don't know what I'm doing most of the time.
Well, Mr. Magoo would leave a wake of destruction because he'd be driving, thinking everything was fine. But meanwhile, everybody else is swerving out of his way.
Not only was he disconnected and distant, he was nearsighted. He couldn't see.
Yeah,
right, that was the main thing.
But I have fine vision. Don't get me wrong. But
God knows what you'd be if you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Well, boy.
That'd be terrible. But I have a life of adventure. Yesterday, I had to drop a car off at a distant land, and I Ubered back.
A distant land.
Good job.
With my very nice Vietnamese driver. And he had his phone mounted on the dashboard, where he had his maps and everything coming out.
Yeah. Huh?
And the phone rang.
Did you find that fascinating? How did he get his phone up there?
He had some gizmo that had attached up there, which is fine. And then the phone rang, and I encouraged him to answer.
Oh, no.
And then he said, and I will not try to emulate his, imitate, I should say, his accent.
Yeah.
He said, no, it's to somebody to the effect of, it, my wife. And I said, no, but take the call. He goes, no, he didn't want to take the call. I said, no,
well,
go
of course
on.
Not. He's at work.
No, I don't care.
Well, you should.
And they had a lovely wife. They had a very brief chat. Then when he dropped me off at my house, I invited him in.
Oh, God.
What?
What?
A maniac.
He said he didn't.
Second time this has happened.
I always do this. Whenever I Uber to my house, and then I gave him a nice lime soda water.
That's nice.
This is so fascinating. You invite those people
into
your
house. Would you like some rice pudding?
You didn't give them a chocolate bar to tell you where the good whores are?
What?
I don't know why you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you, Tom?
I said, your wife may have done Josh's toes. He likes to get a pedicure.
Yeah, I do.
Who doesn't?
I did tell you.
Well, let's move on. We have more letters. I have a couple over here.
How about
I have a fatty, fat, fat, fat letter.
Oh, good. I love these.
You guys were talking about Cool Whip. We're all fans, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Take one tub of Cool Whip, thaw it, and one packet of Swiss Miss hot chocolate. Pour the Swiss Miss into the Cool Whip, then whip with your blender. and you'll have the best chocolate mousse you'll ever eat.
Wow!
That is delicious.
Great. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then you eat the whole thing.
According to the title of this email is Fatty Fat Fat Fat.
That is so delicious.
Yeah.
I feel like I was next to Alexander Graham Bell when he had the phone work for the first time. That's amazing.
Now, which of you doesn't like the squirter? Ready Whip's the squirter one, right?
I like that one. Yeah. You do not care for it.
I don't care about the delivery system as long as it gets in my mouth.
I love that delivery system.
Well, nitrous at the end.
There's something. The flavor's off. The mix is off. Something's wrong.
I like the artistic touch that it takes to apply it to, say, a cupcake, and you twirl and...
Yeah, it's
like
fun.
It very much.
By the way, my oldest golden retriever, she's 12, and she's had some health problems recently. So dad has been really babying her. So I have started giving her whipped cream on top of her food.
Oh,
like a massive pup cup.
Hers rubs it.
Do what?
She loves it.
Oh, she rubs it. Yeah, and so last night I forgot to put the whipped cream.
Did you get the look?
And I put the food down, and she went. Looked at the food. Looked at me. Looked at the food.
It's like, what is it?
And I immediately, sorry. And I ran to the refrigerator. She runs. Never mind.
Yeah, yes. No,
she's in charge.
And every time I get the dogs back from a walk, they have to get those dried liver treats. By the way, guys, I got the number ordering you all more bags.
Thank you.
But if I don't give them, they sit there and look at me like,
yeah.
We're back. We did the walk. We both pooped.
We did the walk.
Where's the liver, buddy?
Have you tried one?
No, I suppose you
always try your dog treats, right?
I suppose I could.
Oh, yeah.
I think chicken are the only two in here that like liver.
No, I love liver.
I don't care. You just sometimes
ignore us.
That's because your opinions are relatively meaningless.
I just wish Josh would Josh weigh in on whether he likes chicken liver or not? I don't understand. You like beef liver too?
Yeah, yeah. I probably have more liver than, honestly, anybody in this room. I haven't. Three times a week.
Do you cook it at home? Because it stinks up the house big time.
I don't necessarily have that problem, but I also get what's known as an ancestral blend. All my beef and chicken are ancestral blends.
What does that mean? That means the animals have
brother
had
and
sex
sister?
With their brother and sister?
That's ancestral blend.
Is that tasty?
Those are a little more expensive. The ancestral blend.
Oh, you said it.
Sorry, my bad.
You said it.
We all have the livers and hearts and some other things mixed in with the meat itself.
Nice.
So I'm constantly getting it. Yeah.
But do you fry it or boil it?
No, I brown it on the when you brown ground beef or you brown
olive oil. It doesn't stink up your house?
No, it's mixed with the regular meat too, so it's all right. Yeah,
I'm not allowed to cook liver when there are certain people in my house. That would be any other human being. No, we've got to get back to our letters. If you want to send us a letter, we'd love to hear from you, no matter what the topic. BobandTom@BobandTom.com. And I promise no more Frank Zappa poster emails.
But you mentioned them.
We got one, a lady who in high school decoupaged that poster onto a tray.
Onto a tray.
There's a photograph of it. We'll have to do
it. What a lonely, lonely woman.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find one of those posters so I can place it in here. But like I said, the one I found yesterday was $52. You know, a gag is a gag. But I think a gag, I'd say my limit is 20.
Really?
Yeah. I love this letter the way it begins. Thank you, Arthur. It starts out, sorry to bother you at work. you'll like this one, Chick. Arthur writes, I had to take care of myself from ages 3 to 11.
Okay.
From fifth grade on while my mom worked. One evening, I pulled out Jiffy Pop and began to make it on an electric stove. Now, Jiffy Pop is the one that comes with its own little frying pan. Mm-hmm. And you kind of rotate it over the stove, the cooktop, and it expands into this globular foil thing. It's really cool.
Shake it as it's cooking it's on
fun.
The stove. Unless you're Polish, then you shake the stove.
why we would attack our Polish friends.
Many of them are dumb.
A Polish man just skied down Mount Everest. I'd like to see you do that.
Well, they're great bowlers.
American bigot. Arthur continues, I smelled something burning when I was in the living room eating my Jiffy Pop.
Arthur.
It was me.
Oh, no.
I had set the sleeve of my PJs on fire.
Oh.
They were smoldering. I went to the kitchen, put it in the sink. In the future, I rolled up my sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time at my house when I was little by myself. I know you did, too.
Me, too. I set the back porch on fire when I was about 9 or 10. I was watching a Jerry Lewis movie marathon and making popcorn, and you had to light our stove. It didn't have pilot light. You had to light a match. And
wow.
So I lit a match, lit the stove, got the popcorn going. I threw the match out on the back porch. I thought it was out, and it wasn't. So eventually I go... Yeah, I was in one end of the house. The back porch is, I got down. It was fully involved when I got down.
Did you have a fire extinguisher?
No, I just kept throwing water on it. It finally put it out. Lucky and it had the black marks all over, so I had to wipe it down.
Yeah.
Did your parents find out?
No, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Was there a
Oh, exquisite beating.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
A good
one end of the house to the other.
Every room.
Now.
My left ear still rings.
I got caught setting a fire on my deck, and my dad, the classic punishment. Well, now you got to set the whole house on fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here while you set the entire house on fire.
But it's out of your system now, isn't it? Isn't it? It worked. Right. Yeah.
Okay. This is a lengthy letter, and this is addressed to Josh.
Hi.
You were reading about the woman who wrote in saying that whenever she tastes chocolate, she sneezes.
Oh, yes.
Josh might know this. What song has sneezing in it?
Oh.
Someone sneezing or the word sneezing?
Is it Josh's style of
I
music?
I don't know.
It's
the offshoot band from The Clash. Big Audio Dynamite.
Oh, I love that band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The song The Globe.
Boy, if I've heard it, I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's like their biggest hit.
Yeah, Mick Jones.
The Globe is?
Yeah, I think. Down at the Globe.
Hmm.
Yeah, you'll recognize it, I bet.
Break it on down. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is the Globe.
Bless you. Is that supposed to be sneezing?
Yes.
Play that again. It sounds
supposed to be sneezing?
I've never put that together. Yeah.
No, me either.
It's like the guy saying bless you.
It's the beginning of Should I Stay or Should I Go, where he...
Right, right.
And he samples that.
Huh.
Break it on down. Bless you.
That part.
Bless you. I think it's a song they're sampling, and as a joke, he's saying bless you.
Yeah. I don't think that's a
okay.
Sneeze.
Yeah. No, but I think it
implies it's a sneeze.
Yeah.
Now, artistically, it could be a sneeze.
Well, if you want to hear an artistic sneeze, I believe we have a audio...
Of you sneezing?
Presentation of me sneezing.
I don't
while doing
right
some
here.
Commercials.
It's hanging in the air somewhere.
I had a conversation with my daughter, my 12-year-old. We were in the car, and she's been playing a lot of country music lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of Taylor Swift, which used to... Taylor was kind of country, now pop, whatever. In any event, have you heard the song Oklahoma Smoke Show?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good. Some of his stuff is amazing, but I'll play just a little bit of it for you. Here.
Who is it?
That's Zach Bryan.
Zach, yeah.
And
here it is. Your small town smoke show.
You're a small town smoke show. So I asked Finn, do you know what a smoke show is? And when she played the song for the 50th time. And it is a very good song. And she had, of course, had no idea. Then I explained, Shara, do you know what a smoke show is?
Oh, yeah. I know what a smoke show is.
Okay. And is that strictly a reference, by the way, to a lady that's incredibly attractive?
I don't know. I feel like I've used it in reference to men, but I like to, use those terms however which way I can.
Yeah. So a smoke show, a friend of mine used to use it all the time. But he was kind of a country guy, so maybe that's why. But if someone's a smoke show, it's a super hot woman.
We are aware.
Were you aware of that?
Of course. Of course. It's actually kind of dated. You don't hear it nearly as often as you did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's very.
Yeah.
Very.
Really?
Yeah. Clayton Anderson had a country song where smoke show was one of the main lyrics, and that was easily 6 years ago, something like that.
I am so far behind.
Yeah, that's all right. But apparently so is Zach Bryan.
We'll be right back after this.
Who is doing country by way of Coldplay, it sounded like.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You know, now that you mentioned it, that is...
Yeah. We'll be right back after this from Tom.
Oh, whoa. Oh, no, can you fit that into the other one?
Oh, I think it'll cut off the other. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Pretty close.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.